Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, going to join us in about 20 minutes, as he always does on Tuesdays, to talk some Georgia football. Of course, rivalry week, Georgia Tech at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Friday. So we'll get BA in here to talk about that. We'll get to the AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic? Great phone calls across the board yesterday, yes. all 3 hours.
Yes. But
we'll get some AMA questions at 1:40, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Did you know, I just saw this, that Kevin Hart has a new stand-up?
I did not.
Special. Oh, okay.
I did not.
On Netflix.
All right.
Okay, I might check that out. But I had a question because I saw this as our girl, Elle Duncan, is going to be the face of Netflix Sports. Mm-hmm. What is that?
I don't know, but probably a good idea.
Good for her.
Probably
for
a good
L,
idea.
Man. Good for Elle. Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, oh, so she's leaving that network and going to Netflix?
She's at ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, you know, all these streaming channels are starting to have – they had a – what did they have, an NFL game?
Yeah. They
last
had,
year, right? Yeah. Was it a Thanksgiving game or a Christmas game or something like that? Yeah, they're just going to have more and –
nice.
Good for her.
Nice.
And that's, you know, it seems like one of those companies that has enough money to go around.
Yes.
So
yeah, they're saving money. They got rid of the starting five, the one with the basketball, like how you follow the basketball players, the NBA players,
oh,
the starting five.
They canceled it?
Yeah, they canceled it.
Oh, thank man. God. Dang it. Why?
Yeah.
The first one was pretty good with Anthony Edwards and those guys.
Yeah, they canceled it. They're not picking up another season.
Are they going to do quarterbacks again?
Yes.
Can Kirk be on it again?
That would be who more likely to be, Kirk or Marcus Mariota?
Kirk. Because he'll be on a new team.
Kirk's likely to be on it.
Yeah, Kirk's final ride.
Well, they always do it from the year before, and we never find out. So, like, do you think someone is doing it now?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And, who would be your
Michael Penix might be on it. That'd be a third year the Falcons quarterback. Okay,
I hope not, because it'd also be the third time the Falcons quarterback that was on it didn't finish the season.
Exactly.
I really,
you know who'd
Penix
be great on
it
would be Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
because we're
year.
Witnessing the downfall, and if that's following.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. It's good. Darnold would be good.
Stafford in the back would be good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories for sure.
Kyler Murray would be incredible.
Anyway, congrats to
Thank
L. Duncan.
You. God almighty, eh?
Congrats to L. Duncan. From Atlanta Sports Radio to
Netflix
Sports Face.
Ready to go, L.
Look at that.
L's awesome.
That is. That's
She's awesome.
And now she doesn't have to hold back when her colleagues give her a hard time for rooting for her teams or something like
yeah,
that. Yeah. Wasn't it Herb Street that was on her for rooting for Georgia?
Yeah, man.
He's been real sensitive about
it. Oh yeah, because them damn Florida State fans took it out his ass.
They messed him up.
They blamed him for the reason they weren't in the playoffs, not the fact their quarterback was. And I still thought it was they got hosed anyway.
I do too.
But yeah, everybody's blaming. I'm like, how do y'all blame Kirk Herbstreit? That's about the same thing as people saying, and I never understand this because I'm like, who gets the script when people said like this new room, they think the NBA is rigged and scripted. Just like that fool that eats chicken knuckles but calls himself a vegetarian, Arian Foster, said that there's a script. Who got the script?
Yeah, where is it?
Where's it at?
I remember years ago I asked you, what day of the week do they send it
to? That's
what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, who gets the script?
Yeah.
Because in order for it to work, all of us got to do it, right?
Everyone.
Now, I understand shaving of points and stuff like that.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Yeah. It's like, obviously, it's nonsense to think that any of this stuff is scripted.
Yeah.
But it's not helping when every week there's another gambling scandal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They got Chauncey ass. Yeah. Chauncey was taking that walk through the coat house.
Yeah.
$5 million?
It's a lot of money for bail.
Hell yeah, they put your house up.
Don't you just got to pay 20% of it?
I've never been bailed out before, Andy.
I'm pretty sure you only have to pay 20% of it.
Yeah.
Me either.
I don't think so. Yeah, I thought it was 10%.
Is it 10%?
I don't know, Andy.
The bail bondsman? Yeah. You always know you're in a good part of town when you start seeing bail bonds places. Oh, good.
Yeah, bail. But no, I think, yeah. But I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, like, how can Chauncey get out of this? Because is he, like... Is he got the same?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
If he's saying,
problem is it's the singing on the mafia.
And that was going to be my question to you because you sang on the mafia, they got to put you in witness protection.
Uh-huh.
Do you think
he's Chauncey?
Yeah, I'm saying. Do you think Chauncey could go to witness protection? You think Chauncey?
Maybe in like some parts of the.
You
country.
Think Chauncey go live at Flagstaff?
Nah, not Flagstaff. He couldn't go there because they
like
care
Key
about,
West.
They care about basketball in Arizona.
Can he go to Key West?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. But he could go to like. I don't know, like Eastern North Dakota, maybe.
Did he go up there where Young Boy was at, up on that mountain in Utah?
There or where? Remember where they sent Walter White up to that shack in Maine?
Yeah,
whatever that was.
That's
maybe
like
go
that.
Up there. Nah, but Cooper Flagg's from Maine, so they love basketball up there. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to be a.
Can I send him to St. Croix?
Hard to be an NBA Hall of Famer and go to witness protection.
Send him down to St. Croix?
I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere.
But they love Buddy Hield, you know?
Yeah.
They love basketball down there.
Damn.
It's tough. It's going to be tough for him to find a place to hide out.
Roxanne Bobby's.
Yeah. I know. It's terrible.
You go to Sacramento.
It's a terrible situation. Yeah. Just send me to jail.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to jail than Sacramento. Okay. Yeah, okay. Your thing that you said about Kirk Herbstreit and Florida State got me on a path with Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss that I want to do tomorrow. So remind me of that at some point tomorrow. I don't think we have time today.
Gotcha.
But let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, this week it was pretty game specific. There's a lot of different things that change up when it comes to those type of things. I think you've seen a bunch of different personnel groups, or more personnel groups this year than you even did last year. And it was kind of like game specific on how you want to do it and how you want to deploy it. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, Bijan being out as a wideout, or yesterday, whether it being 13 and getting those guys out there being deployed in different spots. I think it was really game specific on the game planning that we wanted to have done for this week. And I think those guys, kudos to Zach, kudos to all the guys that had a part to do it. Obviously, their coach, Koger.
Call me crazy.
Coach of the day, having 13 personnel.
Call me crazy.
I will.
Game specific game plans would be most weeks.
Yeah.
And then also quarterback specific game plans, I would think too.
Yeah.
If you're doing your job, right? Like if you're doing your due diligence as a play caller, game planner, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
you'd probably cater the calls to what the players can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I give them credit for what they did on Sunday.
I do too, Andy.
Pretty good.
I do too. It's like there's not like I don't. It's not a.
Not everything is something.
It's not something that Kirk Cousins was under center. Because that's what he does best.
That's right. It would have been,
that's what he does best.
If you're.
What the hell is going on?
If you're mad that Kirk Cousins was under center.
That's what Kirk Cousins does best. So why wouldn't you put him under center?
Are you forgetting what it looked like when he was in the pistol? Because remember, they got killed for that all last year for putting him in the pistol against Pittsburgh. It goes the other way. The reason Michael Penix isn't is because he's better. If you think he struggled in the pistol,
you put his ass under center right now. It's something that's there, but it's not. I mean, Kirk Cousins, it's a thing because Ross said that we put Kirk Cousins under center because that's what he does best. That's a thing. Like,
it seems like a straightforward answer.
It is. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts, reach around. None of that. It's
what was that last one?
I said reach.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, reach.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But But I'll go back to everything you tell me. You've been in this longer than I have. It's called a blame. The stairs of blame.
Oh, and that we even said this last week.
And that happens when you have a bad football team.
Yeah, when you lose five in a row.
Yes.
Getting one doesn't erase it.
Yeah, that's
like,
what,
yeah. Now we spent yesterday being like, hey, you're allowed to enjoy it. Yeah. You should enjoy it. But we talked about it on Friday. I was like, look, we're getting to the point of the season where even when they win, people are going to be mad
about
they did
something.
It. Yeah, like that they took too long to win. I mean, we took phone calls yesterday, and not all of them, but many of them were like that. It was like, look, I'm glad they won. I'm still mad at them for all the other ones, which is fine. But I just think, like, Sunday was such a unique game because of how much had changed.
Yeah.
Like, you had a different quarterback.
Right.
And your number one wide receiver wasn't available.
Right.
And obviously, you know, you're playing who you're playing and all that, but, like, it was going to look different.
It had to look different. It had to look different, and they are two different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Michael.
I also think, and look, I don't want to, like, again, I want to enjoy the win.
I'm happy
that they won.
But
part of the reason why it was so successful is not just because they were under center and they ran play action and all that.
Tell us why, Andy.
Because they played a dog blank
a
team.
A dog ass, like, dog trash, ass trash team.
They'll play better teams coming up, and my guess is they'll probably look like the Falcons have looked throughout the majority of the year. I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope there was the fix-all just to do that, but it has a lot to do with the opponent.
But that's what I'm saying. Oh, another thing. They signed KJ Osborne, played with Kirk in Minnesota.
Hell yeah.
So that's letting me know, is that – meaning Drake London's going to be out a little longer? They need another receiver.
They do.
But that'd be an interesting thing. But I just, like, you know, I understand the blame and all those in the under center because it looks so different with Kurt under center. And the reason why, and it's not making Michael Penix doing it or make him comfortable and all those different things. It's because that's what Kirk's always done.
Right.
Kirk has done this since he was a quarterback in Washington.
But the disconnect, I think, that's happening is that it looked so much different and it worked.
Yes.
And
yes.
All the stuff you're saying is 100% right.
But that's what I'm saying.
But people are like, they
won't do it with Michael.
But had they, it wouldn't have worked.
It probably wouldn't have worked. If they had done the play action with Michael, it would not look as smooth as it does. It's effortless with Kirk. And that's the thing we talk about. The memory of it, the you know what? Kirk can do that. Kirk can do that bootleg that he did to Moody in his sleep.
Because
he's done it thousands of times. It's a repetition thing.
Yep.
And so –
Well, just like when – just again, compare Penix's performance in the pistol to Kirk's. Penix was much better in the pistol than Kirk
was.
Yes,
even though Kirk threw 500 yards in the pistol, Andy.
Did they run the pistol a
lot
that day? Oh, they did?
Yes.
I thought they kind of scrapped it after the –
No.
Did they really?
Yes.
In that bus
Yes.
Game? Oh.
Yes, Andy. Huh. They still ran the pistol.
But not a lot.
But not a lot.
Yeah, not a lot.
But they still ran it.
But, like, it wasn't – that game against the Steelers.
Well, he was ready.
He was like, what are we doing here?
He was rushed, though.
Which is what it would have looked like if Penix was under center.
Yeah. But that's all. That's all. I don't think it's conspiracy. I don't think it's anything other than what – I don't mean you have tried to explain this over and over again.
No, it's not a conspiracy.
That doesn't mean you tried to explain over and over again.
Not a conspiracy.
Kurt's better at it.
Yeah.
And not saying that Michael can't do it. Because I do believe Michael can do it.
And he needs to learn.
And he needs – no. His ass better learn.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be a much better quarterback learning how to play under center.
But the problem is the next thing he's going to do
– is rehab a knee.
Now, get surgery.
Yes. Because
he hasn't even done that yet.
He might have had it today. I thought he had it today.
I think Raheem said that it's going to happen hopefully this week.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And it all just, if you zoom far enough out, you know why people are mad. Because the season sucks. That's why. Because it's not just Sunday. It's the whole thing. It's 4-7 and all of it. It's all of it.
Yes.
That's why you can't be happy about anything, because you're 4-7.
Yeah, man.
I get it.
I do, too. I do, too. But it's just funny. Mm. It's just funny.
I heard what Jody heard, by the way.
What?
You see that tweet?
What is it?
Mm-hmm. I can't say it. That's what I thought you said.
Oh! I didn't say that!
That's what I thought you said.
Oh.
I was like, huh? Yeah. What are we? What part of it is that? All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. That's a fan base who's happy because their season's been going well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, joins us every Tuesday at this time. 20 minutes away from the AMA, so get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We say this like at different points throughout the season, Brandon, and try to like prepare people for it before the season starts too. But can you... The season goes by way too fast.
So fast.
I can't believe it's rivalry weekend already. I know it's Thanksgiving in just a couple of days, but I mean, I don't know. Is it faster than normal? What's happened? Why has the season gone by so fast?
Well, first of all, our sport, those of us who love college football the most, it goes by faster than anything else.
Because
if you're an NBA fan, that's 82 regular season games. It feels like it's stretched over about 10 months, where the way it feels. But in our situation, it's the shortest regular season. We spend the longest time waiting for it. And you start tacking off these weeks, and it's just gone. Now, here's also the tricky thing. Let's say that Georgia were to really go on a run. There's also a world in which the season's only about half over because runs all the way
straight
January. But in terms of scheduled games, I mean, I guess I'm just getting older, but maybe we all are. The regular season just flies by because it feels like it just started.
You know what? It flies by, and we were talking about it, I think, last week. It's like, it's almost signing day, B.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They also moved that up this year,
too. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost signing day. Then, obviously, you have the flipped schedule and all that other crap.
Well, college football's number one rule is, how much stuff can we cram into, like, a 3 or 4 week period?
Yeah.
Can we have coaching carousel, transfer portal, signing day, playoff? Let's just do it all at the same time, and let's watch everybody go crazy.
Yeah, and we had the thing last year where we maybe – should have not been so naive, but never thought you'd have a player leave a team that was in the playoff. You did. Well, certainly a coach never would. Well, we might see that too. You said if Georgia goes on a run deep into the postseason, kind of feels like more certain now. Man, who knows what might happen, but feels like a lot easier to be confident about that right now than maybe a month ago.
I like the second way you said that more so than the first. I don't know how certain I am because, listen, you know, Georgia playing the way that it has lately is still a relatively recent phenomenon, right? They played great against Mississippi State, I thought, dominated Texas. That makes you feel really good. But, you know, new information is always coming in. I think Friday's game will probably be somewhat close, although I do believe that Georgia will win. But if we talked a month ago, and I'm sure we did talk about this, around, you know, October, I don't know that I had Georgia going on really any kind of postseason run. I don't know that I thought that's what kind of team this was. Well, now I'm a lot more open to that as a possibility because I don't think you can deny what they've been doing as of late. This is clearly a team that seems to be figuring some stuff out, and it's only a matter of, well, what kind of spin can they take that out for?
I was up there. Me and my family went up on Saturday, stayed down and everything like that. And, you know, the senior was in all those things. And by my surprise, I see Gunnar Stockton run out. And so I'm thinking to myself, no, Gunnar's coming back, right?
So the thing they've been doing lately is last few years, and this predates, you know, it goes back to the COVID time, is if you have any chance of maybe not coming back, they do let you walk, which I can't stand. Not from just a Georgia standpoint. I'm not even critical of the players. I just miss the days when seniors were truly seniors. But these days, about half the guys who walk are not actually seniors. And you got some Georgia players who walk like two or three times over the course of their life.
Cash didn't go again.
So you've got that situation. But I do think that Gunner's likely coming back to Georgia, will be Georgia's starter. But like a lot of guys, if there's any thought of maybe you will, maybe you won't, because he'll still get a draft grade or whatever, I guess, then they are letting these guys walk more than one time. But I wouldn't read too much into Gunner walking us.
I have a question for you, because you're the funniest thing with you when I follow you is sometimes when it's the recruiting battles or whatever. Yeah. And this Curtis boy has me cracking up. And you are the funniest part about it for whatever reason. I don't know why.
I take that as a compliment.
You are so funny when it comes to this Curtis boy. I don't know nothing about this kid. Yeah. All I know is that I think he's going to go to Vanderbilt. But the fact that you talk about that's got some kind of violation.
Well, so you had Diego Pavia talking about
tampering.
Yeah,
Diego Pavia talking about Jared Curtis during a press conference. Right. And look, I don't know that a player is held to the same standard of coaches. A coach definitely cannot talk about, as they call it so sanctimoniously, a prospective student athlete.
Right.
A coach cannot talk about a prospective student athlete. Can a player? I don't know. But in the gamesmanship, in the war of words, putting out there in the universe the fact that it might be an NCAA violation, I feel like there's some benefit to that. Put them on their heels a little bit. But here's the deal.
I hope no one thought of that, but then you put it out there, and then they're like, that's great, and then look into it. That'd be amazing.
Even if it makes them a little bit nervous. Yeah. I just like the idea of making them a little bit nervous. Yeah. But the thought is, hey, I do think that Curtis is a good prospect. There is some rumor of maybe Nashville, people up there can get their money right and try to make a big offer to Curtis. I still think he's probably coming to Georgia, but this has been pretty juicy drama because they're clearly trying to do something. I think a lot of this is just the modern age in which we live in. A lot of media searching for clicks, Vanderbilt hoping they can get some booster involvement. Ultimately, I believe he probably lands at Georgia, but to Vanderbilt's credit, they've at least become some factor in all of this.
I'm going
to
paint with a broad brush here, but I think it's fair given what we've seen a lot in college football the last couple of years. He probably likes the attention also.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the modern athlete or coach too, by the way. Like, Lane Kiffin could just tell people what he's doing, but instead he's doing this circus and allowing all the attention to come to the doorstep.
What you also see now in college sports has been true in professional sports for a while, is a lot of this is also agent-driven too. Like, how many times you look at Adam Schefter on Twitter and what he's reporting clearly came from somebody's agent, and so therefore do you believe this or not? The presence of the agents around this stuff now, and Curtis has got a full representation team, they are clearly the ones, even more so than the player himself, that are fanning the flames, a lot of the media attention. It's not just true for Jared. It's true for a lot of these guys. Agents are changing the way in which college ball gets covered.
That still throws me off when you see so-and-so transferred according to his agent.
Right. Yeah.
He's like,
5 years ago, that would have been a problem.
It would have been a real, real problem.
And now they're running it.
That would have been a real problem. B.A., what's your thoughts on this game? First of all, where are you at as far as where this rivalry ranks for you?
Well, it's not number one. I mean, and it's probably not number two either. Okay. The number one rival for Georgia is Florida. Number two is Auburn.
Okay.
Tech is somewhere in that conversation after that. And listen, I've always said this, and Brinke has done some of this in a – and pardon me, Tech fans, for saying it this way, in a big brother versus little brother style rivalry, Georgia wins the majority of the games. Georgia has by far more national notoriety than Tech does. It's the so-called little brother's responsibility to push the rivalry if it's going to exist. And Tech, for the most part, doesn't do that. Brent Key does that more, but historically Tech just hasn't done that. And so therefore, if Tech's not going to push this to be a rivalry, then it's not going to feel very much like a rivalry. And that's got nothing to do with who wins and loses. Every so often, Tech will upset Georgia and beat them. They could beat them Friday. This is not about Georgia can't ever lose. It's about that the game, it just historically has not felt very big. Brent Key, because he's an alumnus of Tech, has a chance to make it feel a little bit different. But you got to say the right stuff. You got to push the boundaries in order for that to be the case. And trust me, in the SEC, they all feel like rivalry games. You know, Tech's got to do a lot more to make this feel like a rivalry if it's actually going to be one.
I do like that Brent Key does that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he acknowledges the importance of it, and he says what he feels about Georgia, and that adds to the...
Now, they shouldn't have sold their home game to Mercedes-Benz Stadium because it's going to be 80-20 Georgia in the building on Friday.
That is true.
Yeah.
But they get $10 million for it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm glad they were able to use Georgia's brand equity to make some money for themselves.
Look at that. Well done. Well,
how do you think it's going to look over there on Friday?
80-20.
Okay, that's
about right.
70-30, maybe, but 80-20 probably.
what is a two-parter? One, sort of like the nuts and bolts, because I know you probably know what it takes for Georgia to get into the SEC championship game. And then the second part is your thought on how that all plays out in terms of
okay,
your
so all the strength of schedule, tiebreaker stuff, that's all done now because of the confluence of stuff that happened last week. So it's simple. If A&M loses, Georgia's in. If Alabama loses, Georgia's in. If A&M and Alabama both lose and Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl with or without a coach, it'll be Georgia-Ole Miss in the SEC championship. So Georgia's either playing, if it goes, A&M, Alabama, or perhaps long shot, Ole Miss. And look, you can talk to 100 Georgia fans, you're going to get a lot of different answers, and there are, I think, viable answers on both sides. For me, I don't believe that Georgia's going to get a bye unless it plays in the SEC championship and unless it probably wins it. So therefore, simplest thing for me is play well on Friday, get one of these upsets to occur, go to Atlanta, win that, and get a chance to be a top two, top three seed perhaps. I think that's the best path for Georgia. Not every Georgia fan agrees, and they have perhaps good reasons for feeling that way. But you ask me, and I'm going to give you my answer. Still think it's better to win the SEC championship. I think it's good to get a bye, even though that means you wouldn't get a home game. I still think that's the best path for Georgia.
Mm-hmm. B.A., my last question for you was, there's a Lane Kiffin thing. What do you think?
Look, I think the reason why people are so bothered by this is because college football is fundamentally an unequal sport. The top 10% of coaches have more value than the bottom 80%. And there are some programs that are just better than others. And a couple of years' worth of NIL and a couple of years' worth of transfer portal don't change that. That doesn't mean that Kiffin maybe couldn't stay at Ole Miss. But if you want to win a national championship, you need to go somewhere else. And it would be LSU. It would be Florida. There's this internet thing now of what if DeBoer leaves? What if Kiffin really wants the Alabama job? This is as good a soap opera as we've had in the SEC in a while. We have a lot of soap operas down here. I think it's a lot of fun. I understand why people are bothered by it, but some coaches are just going to get more attention, and some jobs are just worth leaving for, and that's what I think aggravates people about this.
I like your thesis of 10% of college coaches are more important than the top 10% than the 80 bottom. Is Lane Kiffin a top 10% college coach?
Look, if you go 11
wins. Because that's the debate that I think we were having. Not
that's
debate,
a fair
but thing
debate.
We were talking about earlier.
That's a fair debate.
But sure?
If he goes 11-1, even against a somewhat softer FCC schedule, 11-1 in this SEC right now, if he gets the playoff at Ole Miss, a place that really hasn't been nationally relevant since the 1960s, I think you'd have to say that he probably is, even if there's some antics that sometimes aggravate people.
All right, B.A. We should, by the next time we talk, we should know.
Yeah.
We should know where he's going, hopefully. All right, we appreciate it,
appreciate
as always. Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well, and check out, it's a daily podcast. Every single day you can listen to it. We'll come back, get to the AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple phone lines free if you want, 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you. Any question, any topic, but we'll kick things off with James in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Do you think we should keep Kirk Cousins around, or do you think we should cut him? In general, you know, we're sort of in a position where we might need a quarterback. And I've also heard people say that we ought to cut him and bring Joe Flacco in. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. And secondly, because Penix was unwilling to take snaps under center, and he was more
James, you call up so good. Your questions are always good. Please stop saying unwilling.
Like unwilling. Please, I don't think Penix is like no.
He is not saying no.
Because there's also they've called plays with him.
Because they have called plays with the under center. I love James because James has great questions. But don't say unwilling.
Right.
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, maybe. Unwilling, okay. No.
Yeah.
Unwilling, no. And please, Lord, don't go get Joe Flacco.
No, that's not a solution.
No.
I don't think keeping Kirk Cousins is either, just because of the cost.
Yes.
It would be $58 million against the cap next year to have Kirk Cousins on your roster. So I don't think you can do that. You just got to hope he plays really good the next 6 weeks.
That's it.
And then, I don't know, maybe there's a world in which he plays well enough in the next 6 weeks. And
it could happen.
They make the playoffs, and who knows.
There's no film on him this year.
Yeah, I don't want to do the thing where I'm like raining on the fun of winning a game, but I just think let's just, you know, they won one, which is good. Take the opponent into account, and then we'll just kind of see how it looks going forward. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's going to shock anybody if Kirk Cousins doesn't look quite as sharp every week as he did Sunday against the Saints. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, Andy.
So, but maybe he will, and then we'll reevaluate when we get there. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Happy holidays, fellas.
Happy holidays to you.
So, man, you know, I don't have Facebook or Twitter because I went straight up turning into Backpage from back in the day, man. I ain't going to even lie. Hey, so James and Gainesville is asking the wrong question. His high school team was up 42-0 on Brunswick. The other team just starts a brawl.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they suspend 36 players from the Gainesville team. And the team that started the brawl, losing 42-0, they have nothing to lose and no suspensions. I don't get that. Right. Can y'all help explain that to me?
I have no clue either. I was just talking to Day-Day just a second ago. Obviously, he's dialed in with all that. And I'm sure Sam Crenshaw will talk about it, him and Coach on Friday. But I up 42-0, and Brunswick starts to fight. The biggest thing you can't do, and I'm pretty sure, and I think Day-Day was talking about it, they practiced that situation with these kids. And these kids ran on the field, and even though Brunswick started to fight, you were out there fighting. And I think that's how they view it. It is crazy because Brunswick did start to fight, was losing 42-0.
Well, it's a playoff game, right?
And it's a playoff game.
So Brunswick can't be suspended because they don't have any games.
But I saw that they were talking about giving them postseason ban next year.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
But the reason
none of their players are suspended because their season's
over. It's crazy. It's crazy that.
That really sucks.
That really sucks at all those kids. But, I mean, you can't be out there damn brawling.
Right. Because you know what they're trying to
do. You know what they're trying to do.
They know their season's over. They're trying to kind of bait you into getting in trouble, too. And, yeah, I don't know. Are they a team that could potentially win a state championship?
I don't know.
I mean, they won 42-0 in a playoff game. Yeah, they must be pretty good.
The hell out of them.
In the third quarter, so it was going to get worse. I don't know, man. I don't know enough about it to speak intelligently on it, but that really sucks. I mean, I hope they can find a way to win without them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep their season going, but that's hard losing 36 guys.
Yeah, man.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
What's going on? Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Mo.
Hey, quick question for y'all. So, well, first of all, I want to tell Randy, hey, man, your words hold weight, bro. So you said something yesterday after I called. You said I was getting fancy and watching YouTube. I promise you, I got a phone call 5 minutes after. My best friend called me from Atlanta like, oh, so you fancy now. you doing lemon and orange peels.
Oh,
and
right.
Instead of just salt. I said, really, bro? He was like, yeah, I would listen to the radio, man. You fancy. I said, I'll be there. So, yes, your words definitely hold weight, bro. So, my question to you all, I'm back to the turkey.
Okay.
Should I smoke the turkey? So, I work overnight. I got to go at work at 11 tonight. I get off at 7. I was going to go ahead and crank up the grill when I got off at 7 and smoke the turkey. Should I smoke it tonight, or should I just wait till Thursday morning to smoke it?
Why?
Yeah, do it Thursday morning.
Do it Thursday morning.
Yeah. You don't want to.
You don't want to
put it in the fridge.
And then after you done smoked it, though, you make sure everything is done. Everybody's at the house, and you take that thing up off of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't no fear.
No.
Like, you can't be playing scared on Thanksgiving.
No, dog.
Don't think that you might get it wrong and then you have to pivot. No, you gotta. You put the bird on the smoker Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
And you do it right. Yeah. And everybody has a great meal.
And bam.
Yeah.
And whip out of here.
Don't be.
What were you talking about? Cooking a turkey for 2 days?
Yeah. I mean, we like leftovers, but not the first time.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
Thanksgiving dinner can't be leftover. You know what I mean?
You talking about smoking it for 2 days?
Yeah. Right. You're going to cook it at like 112 degrees or something?
Most
48 hours?
Most slow cooking a damn turkey.
Yeah, no, just trust your, you know.
Yeah, man.
Trust your skills, man.
Yeah,
throw the bird on the grill on Thursday.
It's not as difficult as people. It's
hard.
Really not. Dude.
They make it seem so hard.
Yes, yeah, so all the fancy hard. Video. It's not.
Just
man.
Make sure it's thawed. Put it in there for the right amount
please,
of time.
And if you're frying a turkey for the first time, please. I pray that you do this. Like Andy said, make sure the turkey's thawed. Every year, the fire department come to people's houses because they blew up their whole left side of their house because they asked don't and lower. It slowly, okay? Again, another situation where you're trying to hurry to get in that grease.
Yeah.
And then it rolls over onto that damn flame, and then you burn your damn shin muscle off.
Don't, yeah. You, all right? You need your shin muscles.
All right, dope.
For the holiday
just
season.
Just relax, man.
Also, make sure you read the pounds right, the
yes.
weight of the turkey.
Yes.
Because that's really that's where the math comes from,
yes.
right? It starts with how much does it weigh, and then that's how long you have to cook it. The guy that I bought the green egg from told me a story about how he cooked a 14-pound turkey the time that you would cook a 7-pound turkey.
Ooh.
And I don't know how he did that math. I would guess maybe Tito's might have been involved.
Ooh.
But, yeah, then you're eating raw turkey.
Ooh.
You don't want to make your family sick.
No, you don't want that. Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn,
unless
dog.
You never want them to come back for Thanksgiving.
Damn, homie.
But, yeah, now just do the math right. Pretty simple. Rob is in Rome.
Damn.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, first off, guys, I hope you have an awesome turkey day.
Thank you, brother.
Secondly, I was rolling through TikTok the other day looking at all these old Michael Vick highlights. Randy, this question's for you. Have you ever seen or will we ever see another person as dynamic as what Michael Vick was
Man,
on the football field?
I don't know, dude. That
cool
dude,
question, Rob.
That dude was so different, Bunk. And, I mean, I played against Mike twice here when
oh,
he's
that
here.
Must have been pretty fun.
But no, I played once. But I tell you, like he was,
you would have had to have been Miami, right?
Yes. But his biggest thing was like you thought you had him, and then this dude was just out, and then you put him on that damn Georgia Dome turf, like those Rams playoff games back in the day where he just would just run all over people, man. Yeah. Dude, he was different. Mike was a different dude, man. So I don't know. I don't think you'll ever find a quarterback. Well, Lamar's fast as hell, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar can flick it. Like, Vic was, like, effortless, though.
Got his throw.
That damn ball would
it was
come.
So
like,
fun.
The best Michael Vick throw ever was that Philadelphia.
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that's the best throw I've ever seen Mike Vick.
Play action.
Yeah.
That thing went 75 yards in the air.
In a flick.
Perfect spiral.
A flick.
Like, that's the thing about his throws is, like, even the best quarterbacks maybe sometimes have a little wobble.
Mm-mm.
Not him. He could have thrown that thing right through a tube.
That thing used to be tight like net booty, man. That's what Mike Spiral was like, man. It was tight like net booty, man.
Myron is in Conyers. Hey, Myron.
I'll say that because, you know, I think one of Michael Vick's greatest plays was against the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was like a cartoon.
Yep.
And he went so fast, two players thought they had an angle on him, and they ran into each other.
Hell
it
yeah.
looked just like a cartoon. Oh, man, he was so fast. It was funny. But my original thought for calling is that, you know, I laugh at these young, a lot of, not you in particular, but like young guys. I've been a fan of the Falcons since 1972. And the Falcons have an overall record of like 430-something. I mean, it's under 500, right?
Yes,
their
yeah,
best quarterback
yes, that's right.
supposedly was you know, Matt Ryan. He only had a 500, just a little bit over 500, 530-something winning percentage. The Falcons don't win. So my son, my son, he's like 28 now, 27, 28. He actually had the expectations that the Falcons would have a winning season this season. He had the expectations that they would make the playoffs. But I was like, before the season started, I said, listen, son, they have a rookie quarterback. They got four rookies that they're planning to have on defense, and you're expecting this sorry franchise to actually win. I'm a Falcons fan. I want them to win, but I don't expect them to win. And then you're disappointed when they don't win. Listen, the Falcons are not a winning organization. They're not on their way to being a winning organization. If you're depending on rookies and expect them to win in this mature NFL, then you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
All right, Myron.
All right, Doc. Get Myron. Go on somewhere, Myron.
Yeah, but my response to that is always like, all right, so then you're disappointed.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Myron, no, man, don't Myron.
What's the big deal about being disappointed?
We know, Myron. Damn.
Yeah, we know.
All right, we done said that, Myron.
We're aware. But again, if the worst thing that happens is you talk yourself into your team being good and then they're not, well, then you're just disappointed.
Yeah, but but Myron, like, but I tell y'all, Falcons, yes, Myron, we know the Falcons record.
We know.
We know.
We're
well versed in it, Myron.
As anyone can be. Okay,
right, we got it, Myron.
We know. Thank you. Thank you for the history lesson. Derek is in Charlotte.
We know, Byron.
Yo, what's up, fellas? I'm going to tell you like this. You have me dying with the slow roast and the turkey for 2 hours? No.
I want the turkey to fall off the bones.
Yeah, fall off the bone. But look, I'm going to tell you like this. I've been, like, when I called yesterday about the Victory Monday, right, I had said something to my lady. I was like, you want to do some wrestling? She like, what is wrestling? So wrestling and the thing with them soaps. If you don't re-record over them soaps. Because it becomes serious, but like I said, anyway. Besides that, I want to say, due to the Panthers losing last night, the division is still up for grabs right now. So the Falcons, they still have a chance.
Yeah. No. Thanks, Derek. Yeah. Who's he going to wrestle his lady?
That's what I'm saying. You talking about like mud wrestling or what?
I don't know.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving, at least you know. Gravy.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, gross. That didn't sound fun.
That didn't sound fun at all, dude.
Let's take one more. Trace is in Buford. Hey, Trace.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
So I got a question for both you guys.
Sure.
Andy, would you rather run up in the hole against Brian Urlacher or would you rather try and meet Derrick Henry in the hole?
Oh, God.
And Randy.
Neither one of those things.
I know your favorite team now is the Dolphins, but growing up, who was your favorite team? And once you realized the league was a legitimate thing, did you have a preference on what team you were going to or would prefer to go to, whether that's based off of who the quarterback was, style of play, whatever the case may be, location? And so, yeah, those are my questions.
Thanks, Trace.
Hang up and listen.
I think you probably have a better chance against Lack.
I would?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. No, because Derek is going to run you over like that.
But can't that get out of the way of Derek?
Like, no. He said meet him in the hole.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
No.
But like Urlacher has to tackle me.
But
I think
you'd be fine with it. I think no, because Lack will smack you. But I think you would be better getting tackled by Lack. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I think Derrick Henry would put you out.
I think either one of them would.
Yeah, but I think you'd make it.
I think Lack. I have organ now, failure.
The biggest thing
way.
For Lack, Lack's like 6'5".
Yeah.
Yeah. So like he might grab you, you might have your head in his chest, he might fall on you.
Right.
Like
none of that.
Derrick Henry's
good.
Gonna Like, yeah.
But couldn't I just get out of the way of Derrick Henry? Because he has the ball. He's trying to score.
Yes.
So if I move, he doesn't care about me. He's gone.
No.
Urlacher's trying to tackle
you
me.
You have to make – but he said
well, – I have
he
to
said,
try to.
Yeah, you
okay.
have to.
So I can't just give up?
No.
Dang it. All right.
No.
Either one of those guys is going to murder me. So
yeah. No, I grew up just like everybody else. A miserable Falcons fan. Yeah, definitely. And I like the Giants for whatever reason, too. And no, I had no preference. I just wanted to get drafted. Yeah, no preps at all.
Worked out pretty good, though.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty good place to go.
I don't care where I want to go. All right. But I thought I was going to Miami, though.
Takeaways of the day.
Yes. Juwan Jennings got punched in his Juwan Johnson.
I don't know what we're doing exactly this week, but I like it. Green bean casserole, according to Randy, is great if you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy has evolved because of his green bean casserole takes.
Yes.
We need to devolve. We need to do. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Watch out now!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.